There were a few verses that I was thinking of while we were going through this study. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 25, the King James says, "Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison." And the Darby says, "Make friends with thy adverse party quickly." That is so the opposite of this world. You know, and I took a philosophy course. I don't suggest it to anyone, but sometimes you have to do it. And we had an entire class focused on arguments and how to win arguments and how we should never just agree with something we don't agree with. You know, we should always make our statement known. You know, we should always fight against it. We should always argue with it. This verse says the opposite. And I was thinking, when we were talking about forbearing, this was just a small thought on that. And there's another verse in Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, verse 14. "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Just think on that.
Also another thought. Excuse my voice, it's kind of non-existent. A thought that's been going through my mind throughout this study this entire week is that the Apostle Paul, since the first verse, it's clear that he isn't trying to bash the Colossians or trying to insult them or in any way. But from the first verse, he's trying to get his point across in a loving way, and it's something we see in all his writings. And like he writes his letters, and often it's to deal with a problem. And when he writes to the Romans, for example, he speaks to them in a way that he knows is more appropriate for the subject and more appropriate for the situation. Because the book of Romans, as you can see, is a book that's a lot more rational. And Paul is always bringing us through his train of thought. Whereas when you look in the book of Philippians and the expressions used in there, it's not something that you would find in Romans. You wouldn't find, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," in the book of Romans, because that wasn't appropriate necessarily to the situation the Romans were going through. Paul was really trying, he was always sensible to the needs of the brothers and sisters, and he was sensible in how to talk to them. And it's something that especially today, as we were talking about arguments in the assembly and how we should try to keep peace, it's really important to try to find a way to approach situations, you know, not only hearing both sides, but at one point you might have to say that someone's wrong, and how are you going to say that without offending them? Of course, sometimes you can do all you can, and at the end of the day, it's the other person who can't hear it properly. But prayerfully, when you go through it prayerfully, and if the mind of the people included in this argument, it's not based on, like, what's going on isn't based on their own personal opinion, but it's what they think Christ would want for the assembly, then at the end of the day, whatever situation that will be taken, hopefully all the parties would be happy. That being said, it's really an example for us to see how Paul decides to deal with all the assemblies in different ways, how he speaks to them, and how overall, as we have seen throughout this entire week, love is the belt of his situation. It's really what holds everything together.
An excellent point. Someone was starting to speak? I think it's an excellent point that the epistle to the Colossians is real positive ministry. I think as young people, we have to arrive at a point in our spiritual lives where we do things out of love for the Lord Jesus. We said the other day that if we are viewing things as to obligations, we're on the wrong line. In verse 17 that we have been speaking about, it says, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. It brings in here the Lordship of Christ. And the one who has given his all for me. This is the master, the new master that I now am affixed to. I do it because I love the Lord. I love the fact that I am under his rights, under his domain. And I want us young people to really consider what Joe was saying a few moments ago. We must assess the things in our lives that we need to be rid of. You can't sit here, make comments, sing the songs that we've sung all week, and go home, or on the way home, and plug in to the nonsense of the world. You will have wasted a week here at Grove City. There must be a change from having sat under the Word of God. I need to go and assess what I post on my Facebook accounts. The saints are sometimes horrified at young people who name the name of the Lord. Perhaps you help out in Sunday school. Perhaps you work at camp. Perhaps you may give out a hymn in your meeting. And yet when someone pulls up your Facebook account, they wonder if that's a saved person. You need to be careful with what's there. It says, whatever you do in word, in speech. That means whatever I'm saying. That means from this mouth or what I post, what I type and put on my account. Oh, you have the I love the Lord. Favorite books. Well, I have a whole bunch of other stuff, and then sometimes we say the Bible. What are my favorite songs? Well, we very rarely see hymn number 218. But we see a list of songs from the world. And sometimes I ask myself, are the young people conscious of what they're saying and what they're showing? Are you conscious of the fact that if you say, I'm a Christian, that I name the name of the Lord, I'm on my way to glory, and yet you're almost oblivious to the fact that when you post that my favorite songs and entertainers are the people of the world, that it's saying that the things that you say are not true? And then you want to go to camp and Sunday school work and tell young children, follow the Lord. Those two things can't coexist. So when we want to encourage ourselves, and this is what Paul is doing in a very positive way. Remember, seek those things which are above. Pursue those things. Go after those things. And then set your heart, your affection on things that are above. For where your treasure is, young people, there will your heart be also. So I want to encourage us. It's a very positive line of ministry here. But let us not lose the effect of what the Spirit of God is saying to us. We cannot sit here for a week and then go home and continue in the same things. There must be a change in our lives.